בוקר טוב ושבוע טוב. We stay very close to יום ירושלים. For me personally, it's a very very special day. I was in the beginning of elementary school. My father, זכרונו לברכה, was with the soldiers who take the old city. And immediately after, not immediately, take a few hours after, he continued with the חטיבה ירושלמית to קבר רחל, and same day, and later in the night, they take חברון. And few days before the war, after I never see him for a few weeks, he was in the army, he get off 12 hours, exactly 2 days before the war start. And I said to him, I don't go to school today, I would like to spend every minute with you, any place where you go, I go with you. He said, for sure, no problem. And from some reason, I need to do something in Beit Vagan. And this time, 50 years ago in Beit Vagan, when you walk in, above Har Herzl, was a huge field. And the mayor of Yerushalayim, and when you walk in to Beit Vagan, I see in this huge field, a lot of boxes. I ask him, Abba, מה זה כל הקופסאות האלה? He said to me, it's not boxes, this is coffins. The mayor of Yerushalayim with the army have expectation of 10,000 people will die immediately only in Yerushalayim. And they want to bury them as soon as possible. And a few months after, the mayor of Yerushalayim come and announced, not by Sukkot, you have for free wood to build Sukkot. הקדוש ברוך הוא come and say to us, my children, my kinderlach, this is not for coffins, חס וחלילה, this is for Sukkah. And we have many, many other insight about this war, where we stay, what we do. I was a child, and maybe later, but what I would like this morning to share with you a very interesting aspect, how we really can make the pray three times a day, ולירושלים ירחה ברחמים תשוב, ותחזנה עינינו בשובך לציון, how we can feel we really come more close to see with our eyes the redemption of Yerushalayim. Is to walk in to this special day, Yom Yerushalayim, and with this aspect, what I would like to share with you, we will start in this way. We know Sefer Bereshit is Maase Avot Siman, Ma? Siman Labanim, you're right. But one time the Ramban say, Maase Avot Siman Babanim. What is the difference if Maase Avot is Siman Labanim or Babanim? Maase Avot Siman Labanim is mean, Avot and Imaot give us direction. We need to try to following after the instruction what they give to us to do the best. Maase Avot Siman Babanim is mean the DNA of Avot and Imaot stay with us. It mean Abraham is not our grandfather. Sarah, she is not our grandmother. Abraham is Abraham Avinu. Sarah is Sarah Imenu. The DNA for parents go to the children, exactly same we get from Avot and Imaot. And we may lay every conversation, every activity, every move, every action what we find in the Torah, what happened to Avot and Imaot together or separately, relate to us, relate to our daily life. And we need every time to try to find new aspect, new nuance, and we see how we integrate this to our life. What interesting about Rivka Imenu, in all the Torah, we find only one pasuk, short conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak. They have a lot about what to talk. The Torah teaches us, Verivka ohevet et Yaakov bna, the son of the mother. Ve'Yitzchak ohevet Esav bno, the son of the father. You understand what's going in the house. If one is the son of the father, one is the son of the mother. And you have many, many reasons to talk a lot, but the Torah tell us only short conversation, one pasuk. What Rivka talk to Yitzchak. In paragraph one, ותאמר רבקה אל יצחק, קצתי בחיי מפני בנות חת. אם לוקח יעקב אישה מבנות חת כאלה מבנות הארץ, למה לי חיים? רבקה say to יצחק, my dear husband, listen to me very carefully. If Yaakov marry girl from Bnot Kan, I despise my life, it's no more relevant, it's no way for me to continue normally if you marry girl from Bnot Kan. Yitzchak listened to his wife, next posuk. ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב ויברך אותו ויצווהו ויאמר לו לא תיקח אישה מבנות כנען. He say to him, listen to your mom, listen to me, travel to Padan Aram, find your bashert, not from Eretz Kanaan. This short conversation between Rivka to Yitzchak is very very interesting. When she say to Yitzchak, קצתי בחיי, I despise my life, is no more relevant if you marry a girl from Bnot Kanaan, the letter kuf in the word katzti b'chayai, not in front of us, it's come from the computer, in Sefer Torah, in almost every chumash, the letter kuf is small letter. And every time in Chazal, we find when the Torah change one of the letters, make the letter small, first Chazal come and ask, man ishtana, why this letter is not normal, same with other letters. And moreover, in other place, in Tanakh, same letter is big letter. And Baal HaTurim explained to us in paragraph 2, when Rivka say, katzti b'chayai, kuf ktana, the letter kuf is small, why? Sheraata, sheatid, hu, esav, leachriv, abayit, shegobo me'ama. The letter kuf represent Esav would go to destroy Bet HaMikdash, what the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Amah. And my first question is, how Esav arrived to this conversation? This is a very serious conversation between Ima and Abba about Yaakov. From what place he go to find his Bashar? How Esav arrived to this conversation? Moreover, the Rambam, the Baal HaTurim continue and say, where we find the big kuf, the kuf shel udror ken la gdola. In third paragraph, David HaMelech come and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, everybody have a house. Also the bird, a place to stay. In Pasuk Daled, second line, Gam tzipor matza bayit, udror, type of bird, ken la. The leather kuf, in the word ken, nest, is big leather. My second question is, what is the connection between the small letter, what we find when Rivka mentions the word katzti b'chayai, to the big letter, kuf, when David HaMelech would like to build house to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he mentioned also the bird have the nest, have the place to stay except you, and the word kuf in the word ken, the letter kuf in the word ken is big letter. What's the connection between the small kuf to the big kuf? This is the two questions that I would like to try to explain, and we'll walk in B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see something plain. How is relate to all of us? Is again short and clear, the letter kuf, small letter kuf, represent Esav go to destroy Bet HaMikdash, what it says of Bet HaMikdash Me'ama. And the question is, how Esav walk into this conversation between Rivka to Yitzchak, for what place Yaakov go to find his wife? And the second question is, what's the connection between the small letter, katzti b'chayai, letter kuf, to the big letter kuf, udror ken la? It's to answer these two questions, we walk step by step, slowly but surely. Rivka say to Yaakov, my dear son, listen to me very carefully. You go to do something what you never do in your life, and you will never do in the future in your life. You go to lie your father. Your father will ask you, who are you? And you will say to him, I am Esav, your older son. Ani Esav bechorecha. And if you ask me, Ima, what? To lie? I never do this in my life. I know. I am your mom, and you need to listen to your mother. The Torah said to you, black and white, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha. And if you continue, and you say to me, Ima, from same place, what you ask me to listen to you, the Torah say also, I'm not allowed what? To lie. I know my son. I say this to you, ben nevua, and Navi allowed to say to us, not to keep one of mitzvot HaTorah for a short time. He says this to you, ben nevua, go lie your father, you allowed to do this, it's not my idea, this is benevua. Everything what I say to you, we find black and white in Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parag 5. Shema bekoli. Rivka say to Yaakov. Listen to me. Pirush, agam. Sheyesh. Bedvarim ha'ilu kegneva da'at. You go to lie, you father. In kol ze still, yesh lecha lishmo bekoli. Pirush, milvad. Chiyuv mitzvat kibud avahem. Shim mitzvat ase. What you need to listen to me. Gam hi nevia. וכתיב בדברי נביא אמת אליו תשמעו ולזה אמרה שמע בקולי וכבר כתבנו כשיצטדק נביא באומרו לעבור על מצווה הנביא allowed to say to us not to keep one of מצווה ממצוות התורה לפי שעה is now you need to listen to following after what I say to you this is בנבואה יעקב listen to his mom is still זה ברכות אליי is father But he also understands he cannot stay home. Esav would like to kill him. He ran away with all the instructions what he got from his parents to Padan Aram, and he understands to find the family. He can get more information if he arrived beside the well. Everybody come to the well, for sure some can help him. When he has a conversation with the shepherd beside the well in Padan Aram, the pasuk saying Parag 6, Odenu medaber imam, ורחל באה עם הצון אשר לאביה כי רואה היא רחל הראי והיא כאשר ראה יעקב את רחל listen very careful who is רחל בת לבן זה דוטר אוף לבן and who is לבן אחי אמו my mom brother first time ואת צון לבן again if you can put line אחי אמו who is לבן my mom brother ויגש יעקב ויגל את האבן מעל פי הבאר, אם הוא זה רק פום זה וול, ויש כצון לבן, סר טיים, אחי אמו. Three times and one פסוק, זה תורה, decide to tell us again and again, לבן, he is my mom, brother. Why is the Torah mentioned this three times? Every letter in the Torah is קודש קודשים. Three times is look not necessary. קם רבינו בחיי, and explain, as follows. יעקב really don't want to impress רחל. She will feel he's a strong person, he moves the rug by himself, and this can help him maybe to marry רחל. No, no. The reason why the Torah mentions this three times, because he say to himself, I never believe I will lie anyone in my life. I never believe I will move from Eretz Israel to any other place also for a short time. The reason Was this happened? Because I listened to my mom and to my father. I feel the mitzvah of kibud av v'em. And from this reason, what I see in front of my eyes, from now, for good, is my parents. Everything what relate in any way to my parents, I will try to do the best to help, to give shoulder, or to do what I need to do. And because Rachel, she is my cousin, my mom, a brother Lavan, the reason why I help Rachel, because I feel this is also a way for me to honor my parents. From this reason I help Rachel, not to impress Rachel. This explanation we find also black and white in Rabbeinu B'chei, in Parag 7. ויהי כאשר ראה יעקב, הזכיר הכתוב הזה כמה פעמים אחי אמו, the pasuk mentioned few times אחי אמו להודיע, כי כל מה שהשתדל יעקב בצון לבן להשקוטם אותי, יעקב אבינו פוטלת אפר, to help רחל, ומה שהיה חומל על רחל בת לבן, and also she can't stay in the line, and the shepherd cannot push רחל to the side, לא עשה לכבוד לבן, not to honor his uncle, רק לכבוד אמו, to honor his mom, בשביל שהיה אחי אמו. מפני זה, כל פעם שיזכיר הכתוב שמו של לבן הרשע, every time, when the name of Levan take place, he יזכיר, in this פסוק, אחי אמו. לבאר, כי לא היה משקה צונו של לבן, כי אם בשביל שהיה אחי אמו. This is also a way for me to honor my mother. And now, this is a place to ask, why really we need to honor our parents? Why we need to honor our parents? You look at me and say, what's going on? Why we need to honor parents? It's something naturally. And how much we honor our parents is only one drop in the big ocean. What they do for us, ביום ובלילה, ביודעים ובלא יודעים, and they're alive after the passed away, we cannot explain and we express הכרת הטוב what we have to our parents. So what kind of question I ask? Why we need to honor our parents? It's not necessary. It's not relevant. But the answer is, when you look in Gemara, in Masechet Sanhedrin, in paragraph 9, when we arrive in Mara, after the miracle of Kriyat Yamsuf, we travel in the desert 3 days, we complain, we arrive to Mara, the water was very bitter, in miracle way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the water, and makes it sweet, we can drink, and in the end of the story what happened in Mara, the Torah came and teach us, in paragraph 9, 10 mitzvot nitztavu Israel b'mara. Sham sam lo chok u'mishpat. In Mara, we get few new mitzvot. Sheva shekiblu aleihem bnei noach, the 7 bnei noach mitzvot, what we had before, osifu aleihem, what new mitzvot we get in Mara, dinim, new law, Shabbat, yes, and kibud avaim. Kibud avaim, this is first time, what we deal with this mitzvah, kibud avayim is something naturally. In Mara we get mitzvah kibud avayim. We never know about this before. How we explain this? The explanation is followed. The Chatam Sofer explains this, Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, the Maharal, many Rishonim, many Achonim, all of them say same idea. Really, we don't need to honor our parents. Why? The Gemara come and say, famous Gemara, what I'm sure you know also, Nimnu v'gamru. All the rabbis decide, Tov lo la'adam, shelo nivra. Exactly. Better for us not to arrive to this world. If it's better for us not to arrive to this world, 1 minute, Ima Abba, why you bring me to this world? Why you bring me? If better for us not to born. טוב לו לאדם שלא נברא. Better for us if you never arrive. Is why אמא ואבא, you bring me to this world. Why I need to honor him? The answer is, the base reason of כיבוד אב ואם is, כבד את אביך ואת אמך. Why? כאשר צבחו השם אלוקיך. The base reason is, not because I like, I don't like, it's comfortable, it's not comfortable, it's not relevant. I need to do the best to honor my parents. The best reason is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu want for me. And I not check if it's good or not, right or wrong. I need to listen, not need to listen. It's not relevant. Kasher tzipcha Hashem Elokecha. After we have this base reason, this base, above this, everything what we said before. How much we honor our parents is only one drop in the big ocean. What they do for us ביום ובלילה, ביודעים, בלא יודעים, and we know, but we don't know, everything is right. But everything built after the foundation. And the foundation is כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. Exactly in this place, רבקה start the conversation with יעקב. And רבקה say to him, my dear son, listen to me very carefully. Your brother Esav become very famous all over the world because one mitzvah. What is the favorite mitzvah of Esav? Kibud av v'em. But listen, my son. Your brother honor me and honor Abba, Rivka say to Yaakov. No question. But the reason why he honor us, because the benefits what he get from the mitzvah. What is mean? First, he come and say, Ima Abba, thank you what you bring me to this world. I can steal, I can kill, I can do a lot of damage in this world. Moreover, when you will come old and I will care about you, my children will care about me. Everything is what kind of benefits I can get from the mitzvah. My son, Rivka said to Yaakov, I would like you fulfill this mitzvah in pure way. Not because any benefits what you can get. You really don't want to listen to me, to lie your father. You really don't want to listen to your father to move to Padan Aram, but you fulfill the mitzvah כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. In pure way, not because any reason, not because if you like or don't like, if you make the mitzvah in this purity way, you know what's going to happen? Rivka said to Yaakov, my son, your brother, would come famous with the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em, how I told you. And he does this because any benefits that he can get from this, yes. And he's not in pure level, but still, this mitzvah will give to his future, to his children, opportunity to destroy Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. And if this will happen, what I would like, you children, we have the opportunity to rebuild Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. Because the way to deal with this kind of power of Esav, what he go to destroy Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash, Rome, what come from Esav, is if you fulfill the mitzvah in the pure way. כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. Not because you want or don't want. קדוש ברוך הוא want. This is what I do. This is what Rivka come and say to Yaakov. And he listen. And he understand. And from this reason, when you look carefully in the lotion of the conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak in paragraph 4, 1 minute, we're going back to paragraph 4, Pasuk Chet, second line, what she say to him, ואתה בני, שמע בקולי, my son, listen to me, לאשר אני, you can put line, what? מצווה אותך. What does it mean, מצווה אותך? I recommend you to do. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, כאשר, what? צבחה, השם אלוקיך. Exactly same, look in paragraph 1, for 1 minute, פסוק א', second line, ויקרא יצחק אל יעקב ויברך אותו, he blessed him before he sent them, ויצווהו, ויאמר לו לא תיקח אישה בנות בעל. The word, ויצווהו, recommend them, why? You will make the mitzvah in pure way. What is the way? You don't like, you like is not relevant, you make the mitzvah כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך. And יעקב listen to his mom, and he feels the mitzvah in this high standard, exactly how his mom asked him to do. And now, before we continue, as we see from here, what Rivka said to Yaakov is, if you will fill the mitzvah, כאשר צבחה השם אלוקיך, if Esau will destroy Beit HaMikdash, your children will rebuild Beit HaMikdash. Interesting. Kibud av ve'em, bring us more close to Binyan Beit HaMikdash. And to make this a little bit more deep, Chazal tell us, famous story, what I'm sure you know, about father and son would have business with diamonds and special stones. Dama Benetina. Everything in front of us, I say this quickly by heart. Dama Benetina. One day the rabbis come and say, we miss one stone in the Choshen. You know we have how many stones? 12. Stone number 12 disappeared. The stones is Odem, Piteta, Bereket, Nofer, Sapir, Yalom, Leshem, Shvoach, Lama, Tarshi, Shoav, the name of the stones, and number 12 is Yashpe. And they want to buy this stone. Remember, this stone, if you not have this, Kohen cannot serve. This is one of the Shmona Bugadim. If it's not completely, he cannot make his avoda. And they walk in, and they say to Dama, the son of Netina, on the spot, if we find the stone what we look for, we pay you 1,000 zehuvim. Huge amount of money, not compared to the quality of the stone. You say, okay, we have a few minutes, I walk inside to bring the box, and you can look if you find the stone what you look for. And what happened? He come after a few minutes and he say, I'm sorry, not now. They understand, I'm sorry, not now, is what? More money. They see on the spot, 10,000 zehuvim. In the meantime, his father, wake up. The reason why I say I'm sorry not now because his father takes some nap and he put his legs on the box. He never want to wake him up. He say, we will wait, not now. But they understand more money. In the meantime, his father wake up. He listens, he talk to somebody, he ask him to walk in. He tell him, you can't take the box, and they find the stone. And they want to pay him how much? 10,000. Zehuvim. The amount of money, what they say in the end. He say, I'm sorry. I never sell kibud av ve'em with money. The deal was 1,000, no more about 1,000. Come Chazal and say, unbelievable What stone, so this is inside. What stone is disappeared? Number 12. Belong to who? Belong to who? Binyamin. The 12 Shevet. Yes. Binyamin is only one from all the children of Yaakov. What honor his father. He fulfilled the mitzvah of kibudav in high standard. He cannot make kibudem because his mom passed away when he born. But kibudav only Binyamin. Not anybody else. Because all the brothers sell Yosef. That makes Yaakov very upset, very sad. Yosef himself scared to say, Abba, I am alive. Because you know, if somebody says this, he go to die. The brothers say, the promise, if anyone say to Abba, Yosef is alive, he die. He's scared from his brothers. Only Yaakov, only Binyamin fulfilled the mitzvah of kibudav. And what special gift he get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The property of Binyamin is including also what? Kodesh HaKodeshim, Beis HaMikdash. Now, what stone we miss? The stone of Binyamin. How we get the stone back? Through what mitzvah? Of Kibudav. Rodama never wake up his father. Look inside, please. In the Meshech Chochmah, paragraph 13. Da, shekol ha-shvatim ציערו לאביהם במכירת יוסף. All the brothers make Yaakov very upset, very sad when they sell Yosef. Yosef עצמו לא הודיע לאביו, Yosef himself never said anything to his father, רק יוסף היה ירא מפני החרם. He's scared. He will die also if he'll say one word to his father. אבל בנימין, כיבד לאביו, he honor his father, לכן שרתה שכינה בחלקו. He's mean, but קודש הקודשים and his property. ולכן, כשעבד ישפה מבנימין, this type of stone number 12, דספיר, הראה להם השם יתברך, גודל מצוות כיבוד אב, אצל דמה בנתינה. He never wake his father, and what happened? Later they find the stone. So מצוות כיבוד אב. And interesting, what happened hereafter? What Dama Benetina get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special gift? Para Aduma. What is Para Aduma exactly saying? Chok. This is law. Nobody understand. Shlomo HaMelech say, Amarti v'ir echoka mimeni. I don't understand the reason of Para Aduma. How the Kohen come Tame? And the person of come Tame, come Tao. Again, why get this special gift? Ka'asher tzivcha, Hashem Elokech. Now we understand very well. Why? How a Sav involved our son arrived to this conversation between Rivka and Yitzchak about Yaakov. Son go to destroy Beit HaMikdash. He go to have a lot of power. Now, if Yaakov will listen to his parents, not because any benefits what he get, he do this kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, his children can rebuild Beit HaMikdash. Moreover, where we find the leather kuf, big leather, and David the Melech really would like to build Beit HaMikdash. What he say to Hashem? Everybody have house, also the bird, except you Hashem. Gam tzipor matzabai to the roar, ken. What does it mean, ken? What kind of mitzvah? Immediately when we say the word, shiluach haken. Shiluach haken, you send the bird, you take the chick. Terrible. How we can do this? צער בעלי חיים. How we can do this? The answer is, why we make this mitzvah? כאשר ציווך השם אלוקיך. This is a connection between the small kuf to the big kuf. This show us when the mitzvah take place in the pure way, כאשר ציווך. What the benefits what we get? Long life. כיבודה והם is long life. And also, שילוח הקן also give למען יאריכון ימיך, to get long life. ספילי פלאים. And כיבוד אב ואם is so unique and so special. When parents alive and after they passed away. In every situation. And to make this a little bit more deep. One more minute before we continue. A little bit more deep. The best friend of David המלך is יונתן. Jonathan and his father Shaul, both of them die in the war against Plishtim. few minutes before David HaMelech, bury his best friend. He said a few words about him. And what he say? We have this in front of us. In paragraph 10. איך נפלו גיבורים בתוך המלחמה יונתן על במותיך חלה על מי. Dear friend, you great soldier, elite soldier, how you die in this war. צר לי עליך אחי יונתן, I feel so upset, so sad. I miss you a lot. נעמת לי מאוד. נפלטה עבדך לי, זה love. What you show to me and I show to you. Bigger, נפלטה עבדך לי, מאהבת נשים. More from love between husband and wife, wife to husband. Many people, Rachman al-Itzlan, take this posuk to the wrong direction. David HaMelech, Melech Israel, Kodesh Kodeshim, he said to Yonatan, the love, what you show to me and I show to you, bigger from love between husband and wife. Chas v'chalila, chas v'chalila. Listen, remember this all your life. David HaMelech said to Yonatan, few minutes before he buried him, my dear, dear friend, Yonatan, what I go to miss you a lot. Can I ask you one question? Your father was king, King Shaul. You can take his position immediately after. He's go from father to son. Why you give me this position? Why you give me to lead Am Israel? Your father almost kill you. When he ask you about me, you give him some reason and you know you play game with him, he almost kill you. You know why, Yonatan? Your grandfather, what is the name of your grandfather? Binyamin. And who is the mother of Binyamin? Rachel. Who is my grandfather, David HaMelech say? Yehuda. Grandfather Yehuda. And who is the mother of Yehuda? Leah. Your grandfather is Binyamin. And the mother of Binyamin is Rachel. My grandfather is Yehuda. And his mom, Leah. נפלטה אהבתך לי מאהבת נשים. זה love between Rachel and Leah. What Rachel bring inside to the house of Yaakov, Leah, this bring you to understand in the DNA what go from generation to generation, from Avot and Imamot, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu want I will come the king after your father. I never take any credit for myself. I never deserve this position. It's not in my to walk to these big shoes, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, I will try to do. Your grandmother and my grandmother make this deal. In other way, many times in our life, when we, everyone in this field try to succeed and feel good, and many times people say to other people, people say to the family, sometimes people say to himself, wow, I'm succeed. We stand finger, we build, we develop. No, no. Most of our succeed is not because us. Because our parents and grandparents. They build for us the steps, what we run up and up. This is what they do for us. Is we see in this aspect how Kibud Av V'Em can bring us more close to Yerushalayim Yircha Berachamim Tashuv. ותחזנה עינינו בשובך לציון. This is in one side, in one hand. The other side of the corn is fallen. Not the relationship between us to our parents, between us to our children, to the generations after. And here we find something unbelievable. Pilei plain. Abraham Avinu returned from World War I. Four nations against five. He came superstar when he saved the life of Lot. All over the world people talk about him. Every king bowed down to Avraham Avinu. But when he arrived to his stand, he have a little bit bad mood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what happened? Why you feel sad? You killed so many people, you don't have any choice. Because if you never kill, they will kill you. I make for you so many miracles. You lose your credit, what you have, don't worry. Schercha arbe meod. It means you set. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to every one of us, you set, we will happy, we will dance. The best gift that we can get. But Abraham Avinu say to Hashem in paragraph 16, אחר הדברים האלה היה דבר השם אל אברהם המחזה לאמור, אל תראה אברהם, כזו בחו את ברית בין הבתרים, say to אברהם אבינו in the dream, אל תראה אברהם אנוכי מגן לך, שכרך הרבה מאוד. רשי explain what I said before, he scared, he killed so many people, maybe he loses credit. הקדוש ברוך הוא say, you said, you don't lose anything. Look the reaction of אברהם אבינו, פסוק ב'. If you can put line please. ואומר אברהם, השם אלוקים, מה תיתן לי, ואנוכי הולך ערירי, ובין משק ביתי, ודמשק אליעזר. אנוכי הולך ערירי. קדוש ברוך הוא, what you promise me? Other 10,000 cows, camels, I want children. I want future. Nothing not compare to a future. And Avraham Avinu continue. Other line, פסוק ג' ויאמר אברהם, אין לי לא נתת זרע, והנה בן ביתי יורש אותי. Exactly same. What you promise me? You don't give me children. I don't understand. Why? Two פסוקים, start, ויאמר אברהם, ויאמר אברהם. It's not necessary. If Avraham Avinu have anything to say, please, say from the beginning to the end, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide if he really would like to answer or not. Why ויאמר אברהם? And again, ויאמר אברהם. Why twice? Moreover, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer to him? פסוק ד', והנה דבר השם אליו לאמור, לא יירשך זה, כי אם אשר יצא ממאיך, הוא יירשך. לא יירשך זה, כי אם אשר יצא ממאיך. Your future is not Eliezer, his future, the baby would come from your stomach, ממאיך. Who carries a baby 9 months? אמא, שרה, not אברהם. Where הקדוש ברוך הוא use language, what is look, wrong language. אשר יצא מחלציך, what is mean, אשר יצא ממאיך. אברהם אבינו never carries a baby 9 months. אמא שרה carries a baby 9 months. Comes a נציב, and come הרב הירש, both of them together, share with us beautiful insight. And the explanation is followed. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu, you said. The first reaction of Avraham, what you promised me? V'anuchi olech hariri. My future is Eliezer. I want children. I don't want camels. And Avraham Avinu immediately, stop. And say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need 1 minute. I'm sorry. Not any problem between you and me, and between me to you. I feel okay with you. You know I follow after you, ba'esh u'bamayim. I jump to the fire, I cross rivers to take Yitzhak, to sacrifice him, to pass his test. You know exactly, I follow after you, full emuna. But, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, when my grandchildren, generations after, we learn this conversation, you know what kind of reactions they will have? Wow, Avraham Avinu, it's a big believer in Hashem. Big believer in Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, you said, everything is okay. What Avraham Avinu need to do? To say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisher koach. Again, thank you. And he have question. He start to ask question. He start to ask question, it means people can have misunderstanding and feel, wow, Avraham Avinu miss part of his emunah. Because he start to ask questions. You don't understand what is mean, what you promised me, I don't have children. Wow, Avraham Avinu ask question? I'm also allowed to ask question. I have a lot of questions to ask. But also, I'm not Avraham Avinu. He ask, and he wait. I'm a simple man. I'm not in the shoes of Avraham Avinu. I am allowed not only to ask, also to give answers to myself. And my answer or to all my question is, from now, I try to do what I want. Nobody will tell me what to do. I have a lot of questions. I don't get any answers. I do what I want. And people can go out of the way. People can go out of the way. Is Avraham Avinu come and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. The way how I ask the question can bring people in the future to take me a few steps ahead and learn in the wrong way and say, Abraham asked, I also can ask, and I can give answer and do what I want. From this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I would like to start from the beginning. Next pasuk. Vayomer Avraham, en li lo natata zera v'hinei ben beiti yoresh oti. What is mean? Avraham Avinu say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need 1 minute, no more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am now age of 99. Next year, age of 100. Baby, age of 100. How many years I will stay alive? 10 years? You come nice to me, maybe other 10 years, more or less, what I can teach my son in 20 years. Chumash, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Dinin, yes? Kadosh Baruch Hu, I teach Eliezer, he's my best students. Over 95% of the questions, what come to my desk, I never see the questions, because he gives answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I look for child, what not take, he will never take my name to the next generation. This is not my goal, he will take my name to the next generation. I look for child, what I can teach him, what is mean, Yadus. What is mean, Yiddishkeit. Is mean, moral, care, flexible, sensitive, to give shoulder. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I need lifetime. What my son will watch me when he is in preschool, when he comes to elementary school, to high school, to yeshiva, to college, he marry, he have children. Every age in his life, when he watch me and he learn other aspect about my personality, he learn other perspective about what is mean Yiddishkeit, about what is mean moral, care, sensitive, etc. I need, he will watch me lifetime. In this way I know I deliver him to the next generation exactly what is mean Yiddishkeit. I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With all the respect, I miss the train. Thank you. It's not necessary. Now, if you will give me child or not, it's too late. Chaval, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, don't worry. Lo yirashcha zeh. Your future is not Eliezer what watch you all the life. Asher yitze mimeecha, me'ayin, stomach in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not only part in our body what decide what part of the food stay, what part come out. Stomach in Lashon HaKodesh, our Rav Hirsch gives a definition in a beautiful way, Mishkan HaRegashot. The Mishkan of the feeling. Bad or good? If somebody get answer, to get job, to get any something what he look for, he feels so happy. Everyone recognize. He says so nicely to everyone, Shalom Aleichem. And he feel very excited. This in the posuk, how the posuk say, Al Ken, look in paragraph 21, Aben Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, etc., etc. Al Ken, Hamu Mehai Lo. Hamu Mehai. Hamu is mean, you feel very excited. In other end, if somebody feel very upset, very angry, he can get ulcer. If he get ulcer, he can die. The lotion of the posuk is me'ai chamarmaru in Megillat Eicha. He can die. It means the stomach. Me'ai is a place of the feeling, bad and good. What you ask me, what is your concern? You not have lifetime with your son? You will have lifetime. You remember what age Abraham Avinu arrived in the Torah, beginning of Lech Lecha? Age of 75. Avraham Avinu, age of under, Yitzchak born. How many years he walked with Yitzchak, end by end? As of 75 years. Similar to the first 75 years in other world, now end by end, lifetime, with his son. You will have this. Wow. Look what Avraham Avinu wants. To deliver him to the next generation. The excitement, the moral, the care. Because when we have this, We can put inside all the mitzvot, all the Torah. We not have this. Nothing exists. This is Avraham Avinu. Now, we take this to the next step. Unbelievable. 3 times a day, every one of us, say Kriyat Shema. Shachris, Mayri, before we go to sleep. Listen, something interesting. And tell me if you recognize this. Paragraph 22. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך. I don't need to translate this to English. It's so clear for every one of us. הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to who? To me. He asked me, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך, בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך, בכל מאודיך. And he continue, and he talk to me, and he say, והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך. And everything what I ask you to do, put on your heart. אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך. Now הקדוש ברוך הוא stop to talk to me, he moved to the next generation. Pasuk Zayin. Veshinanta, please put line, levanecha. Vedibarta, bam. He go back to me. Veshivtecha bevetecha, melechtecha baderech, veshorbecha, bekumecha, ukshartam leot al yedecha, etc. I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu start to talk to me. He stop. He moved to the next generation. And he returned back to me. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu never say, ואהבת את השם אלוקיך בכל לבבך, בכל נפשך, בכל מאודיך. והיו הדברים האלה אשר נכים מצבך עם הלבביך, הוא אר, בשבתך בביתך, ולכתך בדרך, etc. In the end, ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם. Why ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם? Take place in the middle when הקדוש ברוך הוא talk to me. Interesting. Moreover, when Yaakov Avinu would like to say to the children about the end of the days, when Yerushalayim will rebuild after the galut, exactly the time. And he forget. He feel very confused, very scared. He feel maybe one of the children is little Ishmael or Esav. Shema yesh bebanai psul. Somebody is staying the wrong way. And what the children say to him? Gemara in Pesachim. Abba, Shema Yisrael. Yisrael, Abba. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem, Echad. Keshem, she'en belibcha el ha'echad. Exactly, Abba, how you, all your heart is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, כך אין בליבנו אלא אחד. Many years I don't understand this. You know why? Why do they need to mention Yaakov? What do they need to say? Abba, you scared? You confused? Maybe one of your children in the wrong way? Abba, don't worry. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All our heart with Hashem. Why the children say, Abba, כשם שאין בליבך, you heart is focusing to Hashem, exactly by us. It's not necessary to talk about Yaakov. It's not relevant. Everybody know who is Yaakov. The answer is, what the Torah come and teach us. Pilei, pilei, pleim. If we really want to zoche, ושיננתם לבניך, ודיברת בם, what we need to have before, והיו הדברים האלה על לבביך. Everything what we do with the heart go to the next generation. Everything what we do with the heart impress them, affect them, influence them, and they take this to the next generation. This is the Torah come and teach us. And the children say, Abba, כשם שאין בליבך אלא אחד. Abba, all you, the life, we watch you in any age, and we see again and again, all your heart, focusing only to Hashem. Emuna, bitachon, everything. Abba, we get this also. Because we see this by you. Now, pilei pleim. What the Pasuk say? Veshinantam levanecha. Interesting language. What does it mean, veshinantam? In Hebrew, we need to use other word. Not veshinantam, velimadetam. Velimadeta et banecha. What is veshinantam? The word, the Al-Sheikh Al-Torah say, ושיננתם, we find this word in Tehillim, כחיצי גיבור שנונים. The soldier, when he pulls the bow and arrow, and he sends the arrow, כחיצי גיבור שנונים. It means, amor, I pull the arrow inside, inside, close to the heart, he go far. ושיננתם לבניך. ושיננתם is mean, amor, we want to deliver it to the next generation, everything. But the children can see, the grandchildren can see, we do this with full heart. they take this. They have this. And in this way, it's win-win. From this reason, look something interesting. Comes the Rambam in Hilchot Talmud Torah and teach us. Paragraph 24. Lo yivatlu atinokot klal, children in cheder and preschool, never stop to learn. חוץ מערבי שבתות וימים טובים בסוף הימים ובימים הטובים. Also Friday afternoon, they can take break, go home, prepare for Shabbos. But learn every single day. Last line, put line, ואין מבטלים התינוקות אפילו לבניין בית המקדש. We never ask the children in elementary school to come to involve to build בית המקדש. רמב"ם בהלכות תלמוד תורה. Fine, I understand. הלכות תלמוד תורה give us every scenario about Talmud Torah to any person. Look again, paragraph 25. הלכות בית הבחירה, בית המקדש. אין בונים את המקדש בלילה, שנאמר ביום הקים את המשכן. ביום הקימים ולא בלילה. Only in the day. ועוסקים בבניין מעלות השחר, from early in the morning, until צאת הכוכבים, until three stars come out in the night, until sunset. והכל חייבים לבנות, everybody involved, ולסעד בעצמם, ובממונם, אנשים, נשים כמקדש במדבר. Everyone involved, men and women, everyone can give his uniqueness, his knowledge to build בית המקדש. קם זה רמה בן עד, ואין מבטלים התינוקות של בית רבן לבניין בית המקדש. Why the Rambam says this again? He mentions this בהלכות תלמוד תורה. I understand. Why the Rambam mentions this again בהלכות בית הבחירה? Because the Rambam come to teach us. It's not only הלכה בהלכות תלמוד תורה. This is also הלכה בבניין בית המקדש. What is the purpose of בית המקדש? It's a spirituality place. בית המקדש is place. What we get from this place, what is mean? Yiddishkeit. What is mean moral? What is mean יראת שמיים? What is mean right a priority? What is mean to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא? And this is the purpose to go three times a year and to take this to our daily life. Everyone in this field. Comes the Rambam and say, when children in elementary school still study and growing and learning, this is also binyan bet hamikdash. This is also aspect to build bet hamikdash. And more we give to them when they're young, and we show them the uniqueness about mitzvot, about Torah, about Yiddishkeit, about care, etc., etc. This is also way to bring bet hamikdash, the physical bet hamikdash, more close to us. Is we see in two directions. From one direction, from us to our parents. And from the other side, from us to generations after. Both of them bring us to the same point. Bet HaMikdash is Vayilchu Shnehem Yachdav. Bet HaMikdash, we build with stones. Not stones, what we use any knife or any metal to make them Mizbeach. Pure stone. This is our nation. One of our name is Israel. One of our name is Bet Yaakov. One of our name is Sheherit Yosef Bnei Ephraim. And one of our name is Evan. Uminayin sheYisrael nikraim Evan. How we know one of our name is also stone? Sheneemar umisham roe Evan Israel. What is Evan? I said 1,000 times and again. When we use stones, twice in life. When we build a house, we put cornerstone. And we build the house. And other time, when we visit the cemetery, we put stone on the grave. Stone in Hebrew is Evan. Evan is Rashi Tevot. Ima, Bat, Nechda, Mother, Daughter, Granddaughter, Abba, Ben, Nechet, Father, Son, Grandson, in any way. We put stone on the grave, we say, Safta, Saba, Ima, Abba, in the place where you stop, nothing stop. We build other floor and other floor. And one day we'll see all the building. All the building. This is Beis HaMikdash. Connection between the generations. In many directions. To the parents, to the children, to grand-grandparents, generations before, and to the generations after. This is one sharsheret. And this sharsheret came more clear 50 years ago. 50 years ago, every Jew all over the world feel, I belong to this nation. In any place is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Visit. Take the Palisade and the base, America Army, West Point. Walk into the West Point. Very interesting. They have shul in West Point. in the wall to the shul, they have the picture every year for the soldiers, Jewish soldiers, would graduate from the school. The soldiers would graduate every year, obviously stays on the uniform what they have, and they take the picture together. But the picture of 1967, every one of them have in the head, in the hand, the hat, and everybody have, everyone have yarmulke of the head. To show, we're not soldiers only in American army, we Jew, we belong to the nation. 6 Day War, we can see clearly what happened is the connection between the generations, between every one of us, come more strong. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When we show him how we try to make pure stone, not with knife, what cut the stone on any other metal. Nature stone is mean connection to the generation. It's B'siyata D'Shmaya. We B'Zoche. In this year, to walk together generations and to see B'inyan Bet HaMikdash B'Tifarto, והקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא את כל משאלות ליבנו לטובה. תודה.